In secret, Betty and Bob have worked out a plan of their own to help Chandler defeat the scheme of the astronomer Beatrice. Chandler knows Beatrice to be employing the sinister powers of black magic to control the destiny of Jeffrey Marshall and of Nadia. The present act opens in Chandler's study.
Chandu, the magician.
But I cannot go to the house of Beatrice again, Chandu. I cannot.
Of course you can, Nadia.
Just why are you afraid to go there, Your Highness?
It is only that I cannot keep it from him, that I fear him. And, oh, I am ashamed that it should be so.
But don't you see, Nati, the only way we can hope to defeat him, if there's really anything in this power of his, is for all of us to act as if we noticed nothing. You, Dorothy, the children.
Oh, but Vitras is much too clever for that. He must know we suspect his purpose in remaining in Java.
I don't mean to underestimate Vitras, of course. But I believe if we all try, we can prevent him from becoming too suspicious of us.
You've given me the only hope I've had since I was in the African jungle, Mr. Chandler. But don't you suppose Vitras knows I've asked you to help me?
Suppose he does. Has he said anything to you about not coming here?
No.
Then he must be confident there's nothing I can do. That's exactly what I want him to believe.
But what can you do?
I don't know yet, of course, because I haven't learned how he works. But we'll never learn that unless we can make him believe we're not attempting to hinder him in his plan.
But then, Chandu, why did he believe you came to Java?
He thinks I'm here on some sort of government business. Come, both of you. You're helping Beatrice when you allow yourself to be so firmly convinced there's nothing we can do. This will all be over one of these days, and we'll be back in California. And Mr. Marshall can go home to England.
Oh, I wish I could think so. But it's all so confusing. And ever since I came to Java, my mind is full of the strangest things. As if my thoughts were not really mine, but belonged to someone else. Oh, you must think I'm insane, Mr. Chandler.
Of course not. What sort of things do you mean?
Well, for instance, I seem to remember places in India that I know I've never visited. I don't even know how I know they are in India. They just seem to be part of my consciousness. And there's a garden I see sometimes that I can't identify, although it seems as familiar to me as my own face in a mirror.
Perhaps a little later, I can help you identify it.
Why, how do you mean, Mr. Chandler?
I'll show you presently. First, let me ask you this. Have Bob and Betty said anything to you about a plan they have in mind?
You mean to me?
I mean to either of you.
They have not spoken to me, Chandu.
Nor to me.
I don't know, but I have a feeling they're trying to evolve a scheme, either to help me or to embarrass Beatrice in some way.
I have heard nothing, Chandu.
But what could they do?
That's just it. You remember, Naji, several times, when they've evolved some impractical scheme of their own. The time, for instance, Betty went away into the desert in Egypt with Abdallah, because he told her he could help her find her father.
But I thought Mr. Regent was in California.
So he is now. But at that time, he was a prisoner in the hands of an insane scientist named Von Boden, who called himself Roxaw and was planning to rule the world.
And did Miss Betty think she could outwit such a maniac?
No, but she believed what the Bedouin Abdallah told her and went away with it. He, of course, was working for Roxaw himself.
What strange adventures you've all had.
Yes. And this is one of the strangest of all. But what were we saying? Oh, about Bob and Betty. They mustn't be permitted to interfere in any way with my plan to free both of you from Beatrice. If either of them speaks to you of a plan of theirs, I hope you will tell me at once.
Why, of course.
I think they will not tell me, Chandu. They know I would tell you.
That must be Dorothy. Come in, Doc.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Frank.
It's all right, Dorothy. Let me present Mr. Jeffrey Marshall. My sister, Mrs. Regent.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mrs. Regent? Your daughter is very like you.
Betty? I didn't know you'd met her.
I'd forgotten that. Where did you meet her, Mr. Marshall?
Didn't they tell you?
You mean you've met Bob, too?
Why, yes. It was in a corridor a couple of nights ago.
A corridor?
Perhaps I shouldn't have spoken of it.
I knew those two were up to something. What corridor do you mean?
I mean the passageway that connects with the palace of the secret star.
Where is it? Have you ever seen it, Frank?
No. You remember the day Van Breck showed us this house? He told us the corridor was locked and bolted, and that he'd show it to me if I liked, but... Where is it, Mr. Marshall?
I understood from Bob and Miss Betty that there was a closet in this room through which one entered the passageway.
The only closet in the room is there.
What were the children doing in there?
They discovered the corridor by accident, they said, and they were exploring a bit, I think. Sometimes I go there because I feel it's the only place where I'm away from the eyes that watch me.
What do you mean, Mr. Marshall?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Regent. I know that must have startled you.
No, it isn't that. You don't understand. I went to the observatory one night about a week ago with Bobby and Betty to look through the telescope. And all the time we were there, I had that same strange sensation of being watched.
But why should he watch you?
I don't know, of course.
You didn't notice it last night at dinner, did you, Dorothy?
No. No, I didn't, Frank. Oh, but I'm forgetting what I came here to say. It's so much cooler now. I thought we'd have luncheon on the veranda that overlooks the garden. Won't you join us, Mr. Marshall?
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I'm not very good company, though, I'm afraid. I can't seem to keep my mind from wandering to... Oh, but this is of no interest to you. I'm sorry.
But John Doe wants to help you, Mr. Marshall.
Yes, that's right. Dot, can luncheon wait a few minutes?
Of course, Frank. I'll go and speak to Calhoun.
Your servants are not Javanese, then, Mrs. Reason?
No. The man who showed us the house when we took it told us Javanese servants wouldn't stay here. Will 15 minutes be too soon, Frank?
No, Doc.
I'll come out on the veranda when you're ready, Dan.
Mr. Chandler, what is it you think you can do to clear up this confusion in my mind? Sometimes I'm afraid that I
know. What I hope to do is to help you identify these confused images in your mind and perhaps learn something that may help us. When the time comes for us to show Vitas we're stronger than he is.
But how can the things in my mind, things I'm only half conscious of myself...
Wait, you see. Sit over there, will you?
Would you like it if I should go, Chandu?
No, no. Please stay. You're one of the most important links in the chain. Look at the wall at the other end of the room, will you? Just above the table where the crystal ball is. Do you understand, Naji?
Yes, Chandu. One... I too could have...
Never mind.
What's that uncanny sound? Is it Beatrice calling me again?
No, no. Don't think of Beatrice or anything connected with Java. That's right. Look on the wall there. The picture's beginning to form already. See the high wall with the iron gate? And inside, the magnolia tree and the fountain.
It's that garden!
It's moonlight there in the garden. It seems strangely still.
It is the garden of my palace in Cairo.
What? But, Mr. Chandler, I was never in Cairo. Never.
But it is the garden you have in your thoughts, isn't it, Mr. Marshall?
Oh, yes. I've seen it 1,000 times. I don't know how I know it, but under the magnolia tree, there's a great flat stone that can be pressed, and it will sink down into the earth to form a step that leads to an underground door.
How strange that he should know that.
But that underground doorway to the cellars was built thousands of years ago.
Oh, Mr. Chandler, how could I know that?
It's all part of the same scheme, don't you see? Don't be afraid. Is there something in that cellar we should have? Is that it?
Yes. Yes, there must be.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't know. And yet it seems as if nothing could be more important than we should find it.
What can it be, Chandu? What could be hidden there in the wine cellar?
I think that long ago, on such a moonlight night as the one we can see there in the picture, someone who knew how valuable it was hid something in that cellar and went away. Why else should Mr. Marshall see it? You remember those two men who came to the wine cellar that night and said they'd come to steal your jewels?
Yes. Yes. Bob and Betty found them there. But they had taken my jewels, Chandu.
Yes, but we don't know they hadn't come there to search for something else.
They were members of the Bonzes.
Of course they were.
The Bonzes.
You know them?
The name rings in my head like a bell. The Bonzes. The Bonzes. Who are they? Look, the picture's gone.
You broke the thread of your thought. What could that be? Hidden in the cellars of your palace all these years, Najee. Unknown to you or to anyone but the Bonzes. It might be. Could it be an ancient parchment, Najee?
Of course it might, Chandu. Why? Why would anyone hide it there?
Who knows? Why, it might have been hidden there thousands of years ago. Is there anyone there who might be trusted to look for it?
You remember Abu, the chief of my guard?
Yes, he's trustworthy. But you must think that over. There may be some way to get a clue to where this object is.
But what has all this to do with me?
I think you'll know, Mr. Marshall, very soon. There was nothing very terrifying in that, was there?
Not in itself, but it frightens me to think that... Oh, but perhaps in some of these things we'll find the key you need. Is that it?
Yes, exactly. Look up there again, will you? This time, try to keep your mind fixed on the picture after it appears, no matter what we say. Will you?
Yes, I'll try.
There. Do you recognize that bit of jungle? Is that the African jungle where you were?
No. No, it's so faint. Just the thick undergrowth and the tall trees and a small clearing. It might be any jungle village, or again, it's a...
Uncle Frank! Uncle Frank!
Quiet, Betty.
But Uncle Frank!
Bob, close the door quickly.
Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Frank, but... Why, it's the psychic summons.
You still catch us? That picture on the wall. Mr. Marshall looks like he was asleep or something.
You recognize it now, Mr. Marshall?
No. I know I've never been there.
It looks strangely familiar to me.
Uncle Frank, I know what it is. Only, I don't know where it is. But we've seen it before. Don't you remember? Father went there. And those cobras were going to bite him. And you magicked him or something. Don't you remember? Where was that place?
That's right, Bob. I remember it perfectly. What was it the yogi said? A strange, forgotten island off the coast of Sumatra.